Danone wins regulator approval for €1 billion Huel acquisition. The UK competition regulator handed Danone a clean approval on its €1 billion acquisition of Huel, the Hertfordshire-based meal supplement brand, removing the last structural obstacle to one of the most consequential deals in European functional food in 2026, and signaling that consolidation in plant-based nutrition is accelerating faster than the market had priced. The Competition and Markets Authority cleared the transaction following a formal review, concluding that the merger in its current form does not materially reduce competition in the relevant markets. Danone agreed to buy Huel in March 2026 at a price of £1 billion, equivalent to £864 million at the time of announcement. The deal gives the French food and beverage group direct ownership of a brand that has expanded from a single powder product into a portfolio spanning ready meals, nutrition bars, and health drinks, all plant-based. Huel was founded by Julien Hirn in 2015 and has grown into one of the more recognizable names in the UK functional nutrition category. Dragon's Den panelist and podcaster Stephen Bartlett previously served as a director of the company. Danone's stated rationale for the purchase is to accelerate its position in the nutrition sector, while Huel's management cited international expansion as the primary driver of strategic value. Neither company had disclosed financial terms beyond the headline purchase price as of the CMA clearance announcement. Revenue figures, EBITDA, and implied transaction multiples were not made public in the source material. The £1 billion headline price on a 2015 founded brand with no disclosed profitability metric signals that Danone is paying for trajectory, not current earnings. The implied bet is that plant-based convenience nutrition becomes a staple category, not a niche. CMA clearance removes tail risk, but advertising history is a residual liability. The CMA's green light is procedurally clean, but not without context. Huel has a documented regulatory friction record with the UK's Advertising Standards Authority. The ASA banned multiple Huel advertisements, including one that made claims the watchdog determined were misleading regarding cost savings from substituting a conventional diet with Huel's meal replacement shakes. A third ban followed in September 2024. These rulings do not affect the merger's legality, but they carry brand risk that Danone's compliance infrastructure will need to absorb. For Danone, which manages Aptamil, Cow and Gate, Activia, Actimel, Evian and Volvic in the UK market, integrating a brand with an active advertising controversy history represents a reputational management task that is distinct from the operational integration challenge. The implication for institutional investors, post-close brand governance and marketing compliance, will be a non-trivial cost center, and Danone's ability to scale Huel internationally through retail channels may be constrained in markets with stricter health claims regulation. Danone's nutrition pivot, portfolio logic in a category under structural tailwinds, Danone's existing UK portfolio is concentrated in dairy-adjacent and hydration categories. Huel represents a categorical departure, a direct-to-consumer, digitally native brand built on the premise that consumers will substitute one or more daily meals with a nutritionally engineered alternative. The global functional food market, while not specifically sized in the source material, has attracted sustained corporate attention from Nestlé, Unilever, and now Danone in a compressing window. The strategic logic is straightforward. Plant-based convenience formats are growing faster than conventional food categories across European and North American markets. Huel's product range, which expanded from its original powder format to encompass ready meals and bars, gives Danone a multi-format entry point rather than a single SKU acquisition. The international expansion rationale is credible. Huel has brand recognition in the UK and select English-language markets, but distribution depth in continental Europe, Gulf Cooperation Council, and Latin America remains limited relative to Danone's existing logistics infrastructure. Our view: the strategic fit is stronger on distribution than on brand. Danone's value add is not marketing Huel. It is putting Huel products on shelves that Danone already controls. The distribution leverage case is the bold thesis here. What the CMA's conduct signals for cross-border food mergers and acquisitions, in 2026, the CMA's decision to clear the Danone-Huel deal follows a period in which the regulator attracted criticism for blocking or complicating several high-profile transactions. The clean clearance here, without remedies or conditions, suggests the CMA assessed the relevant market as sufficiently fragmented that a French acquirer absorbing a UK functional nutrition brand posed no meaningful competitive harm. This outcome carries implications beyond Danone. It signals to continental European strategic acquirers that UK nutrition and wellness assets remain accessible through regulatory channels, even in a post-Brexit environment where CMA jurisdiction is independent of the European Commission. For private equity sponsors with portfolio companies in adjacent categories, including sports nutrition, dietetic foods, and health drinks, the Danone-Huel clearance establishes a current-year precedent for deal execution feasibility. The broader consolidation dynamic in European functional nutrition is worth framing. The category has historically attracted venture and growth equity capital at high revenue multiples on the basis of category growth rates rather than near-term profitability. Strategic acquirers like Danone can reset the capital structure and absorb early-stage losses through cross-subsidization from mature portfolio segments. That dynamic disadvantages pure-play financial sponsors in competitive processes for assets like Huel. Geopolitical and trade context. Gulf Cooperation Council and Latin America, as the unstated upside Danone's stated aim of driving Huel's international expansion, is analytically incomplete without addressing the specific geographies where the growth case is most compelling. The Gulf Cooperation Council region has seen accelerated demand for premium, health-oriented food formats, driven by government-led wellness initiatives in Saudi Arabia and the UAE. Huel's plant-based positioning is directly aligned with dietary diversification trends in those markets, where reliance on protein-dense conventional diets creates a commercial opening for nutritionally complete convenience formats. In Latin America, the picture is more complex. Brazil and Mexico represent large consumer bases with growing middle-class demand for functional nutrition, but distribution infrastructure and cold chain logistics create barriers that Danone's regional operations could help navigate. The current U.S.-Canada trade negotiations, in which reports suggest potential tariff reductions on agricultural goods and the reinstatement of U.S. alcohol to Canadian shelves, are a reminder that cross-border food trade remains politically sensitive. Huel's non-alcoholic, shelf-stable product format largely insulates it from those frictions, but any Danone push into North American markets for Huel will still face the broader tariff environment. Terms of the U.S.-Canada deal had not been finalized as of August 19, 2026, per BBC reporting. The Placamium view the market is reading this as a clean deal close. Placamium reads it as the opening of a more consequential question. What is the sustainable unit economics model for meal replacement brands at scale? Huel built its brand on direct-to-consumer economics, where customer acquisition cost and lifetime value dynamics are measurable and controllable. Danone's natural distribution motion is retail and food service, where margin structure and brand positioning are fundamentally different. The risk is not that Danone can't sell Huel through its existing channels. The risk is that pushing Huel through retail dilutes the brand's premium positioning and collapses the price point that justified the 1 BN entry valuation. The comparator to watch is the trajectory of other DTC nutrition brands that were absorbed by large strategic acquirers and subsequently distributed through mass retail. The pattern is well documented in adjacent categories. Distribution scale increases volume, compresses margin per unit, and often erodes the brand equity that made the acquisition attractive in the first place. Plaquemium's original thesis here: the real value of Huel to Danone is not the existing product range. It is the brand's data asset, specifically its customer behavior and dietary substitution data, which Danone could use to develop next-generation nutrition formats for the clinical and sports performance markets. That repositioning, from consumer convenience to precision nutrition, is the long-duration value creation path. It is also the path that most large food conglomerates have historically failed to execute. Investors in Danone should watch two metrics post-close: Huel's retail distribution expansion rate and average selling price. If ASP holds while distribution scales, the thesis is working. If ASP compresses, the brand integration has gone the wrong way. The bottom line: Danone paid £864 million for a plant-based meal supplement brand, with documented advertising compliance issues and no publicly disclosed profitability metrics. The CMA cleared the deal without conditions, establishing a current-year benchmark for UK nutrition mergers and acquisitions. The distribution leverage case for Danone is credible in Gulf Cooperation Council and Latin America markets. The brand integrity risk is real in mass retail. Institutional investors should treat this as a 24-month execution test. If Danone can scale Huel internationally while holding price, the 1 billion entry multiple will look reasonable in retrospect. If it can't, the deal joins a long list of large-cap food mergers and acquisitions that bought growth and got dilution.